This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Walmart reports its second quarter results tomorrow morning. Its last report had some better-than-expected numbers at its brick-and-mortar stores, but the retail giant is having less success building its online business. Plus, recent moves to raise worker pay. Those are good for employees, but they also mean the company has to make more money elsewhere. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at some of the challenges Walmart's facing.
Walmart has invested a lot in labor over the past couple of years. It improved training so shelves stay stocked and stores clean, and it boosted workers' minimum wage to $10 an hour from $9. Edward Jones analyst Brian Yarbrough says those efforts should pay off eventually, but haven't provided a big boost yet.
You know, same-store sales are around 1%, and that's kind of where they were before they made this big investment.
Meanwhile, Yarbrough says Walmart is losing market share in some key areas, like online.
Think back to last quarter, their online sales grew less than 10%. The industry's growing closer to 15%, and Amazon's growing closer to 25%.
Retail analyst Neil Saunders at Conlumino says consumers are increasingly buying staples like laundry detergent from online competitors.
Few of them now are going into Walmart.
Walmart recently announced plans to acquire Jet.com. That's a fast-growing e-commerce company. Saunders says that's another good investment that will take time to yield fruit. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.